And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Show, it's 102.5 The Bone. I just saw that Alec Baldwin is doing a reality show.
Yeah.
What?
With his kids?
Oh, boy.
And his wife, yeah.
Seven kids?
Yes.
When were they born?
Recently. No, I don't know.
Within the last 7 years, I think.
No, but I mean, he's been having kids. Because remember, it was a big deal that his wife's younger.
Right,
and,
right, yeah. But I mean, I didn't think there was seven of them. I thought maybe they'd squeeze out two. But Jesus. Carmen.
Yes.
What are we giving away today?
We have tickets for Journey / 30 Seconds to Mars, Jane's Addiction, and the Marley Brothers.
All right, you'll have your choice of tickets when we play a little bit of Sporkle. Here we go.
I believe the other, he does only have two that are his. The other ones, I believe, are hers, and they're like the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. We are on any streaks or anything?
The streak right now is Galvin has a one win streak going.
Okay. All right.
Streak.
That's good.
That's right.
All right. Carmen, what are we playing today?
All right, it's been some time. We haven't done this in a while.
Oh, don't say it.
What do you think it is?
If it's
easy math.
We can't do math.
Word ladder. Led Zeppelin. Let's go.
We're going to do some easy math.
Come on.
All right.
Your first one. 84 minus 56.
Five.
38.
28.
28. Galvin, 17 plus 32.
49.
Galvin, 10 plus 1.
11.
Yeah. I was waiting for more.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Geo. 4 times 3.
12.
12.
Mike. 0.
0.
Plus 6.
6.
Spanish.
I thought you were going to hit me with the times.
Yeah.
8 plus 4.
12.
Galvin. 7 times 9.
49. 63.
63. Mike Kelta. 17 minus 9.
8.
6.
Galvin.
Mike said.
Studio.
46 times 2.
92.
Mike, 50 divided by 5.
25.
What did you say, Mike?
10.
Correct, 10. 59 plus 5.
64.
Mike, 38 divided by 2.
19.
Mike, 18 plus 6.
24.
Spanish. 16 divided by 2.
8.
Galvin.
No, that was me.
Spanish.
Oh,
that was. I thought it was Galvin, too.
Yeah,
I just
right.
didn't know. I didn't.
It was me.
All right. Spanish gets the point.
Thank you, Galvin Integrity.
Huh? I didn't answer.
9 minus 0.
9.
Mike.
9.
And Pap, we are halfway there.
Gio is on the board with a single point.
Hell yeah.
Spanish has 3 points. Galvin has 4. And Michael is your leader right now. He's winning with 7.
Oh.
All right. We're doing some easy math today. Your next one, 5 times 0.
0.
Zero.
Mike, 15 plus 28.
28 is 30, 15.
43. 43.
Yeah. I guess I'll write these down.
Galvin, 7 plus 13.
20.
Galvin, 5 times 3.
15.
Mike, 55 divided by 11.
11.
5.
Ah, damn it.
5 is correct. Gio.
That was me.
No, that was, yeah.
Spanish gets a point.
That was
Spanish, Spanish gets the point. 40 plus 51.
91. 91.
95.
91. Galvin. 50 minus 4.
46.
46 is what I was looking for, Pap.
Galvin.
Galvin gets the point. 24 divided by 4.
8. 6.
Mike. 12 times 12.
144.
That's right.
Galvin. 29 minus 20.
9.
9.
Spanish. 0 times
0. 0.
Galvin. 8 divided by 4.
2.
Galvin.
No, Judge.
Galvin.
Terrible.
Galvin gets the point. 8 plus 46.
52. 53.
54.
58.
54. Galvin.
Damn it.
And Pap, we're on the last three.
Geo's still with the single point.
Hell yeah.
Spanish has
no,
5.
No, Geo had 2.
No, he doesn't know. He's not paying attention. He doesn't know. Yeah. No.
I gave it to Spanish.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it, but he gave it to Spanish.
Geo has a single solitary point. Spanish has 5.
6.
Michael doubling that at 10. Galvin is your leader right now. He's winning with 12.
Oh.
Oof.
Should have 11. Yep. I should have 6.
Yep. I don't care what you say.
Joe's going to make him up coming.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing easy math. We're on the last three. Here we go. 5 minus 2.
3.
3 is what I was looking for. Pap.
Galvin?
Oh,
no way.
That's a make him up.
That was me all day,
that's
man.
That's a make him up. That's not a make him up. He gave me the other one.
I got that first.
Why is that a make him up? I got that first.
Because Geo no said make-em-up.
I have integrity.
Geo threw his make him up no off way. By saying it was a make him up.
Oh. It's just awful. All right, last two. Here we go. 36 divided by 9.
3.
4.
Spanish.
I'm just yelling out numbers now.
And your last one.
6.
No. 8 times 2.
16.
Oh, I was so close.
16. Spanish.
16, yeah. I heard Galvin.
You want to give that one to Galvin, Joe? Oh.
Your final score. Geo, no movement, 1 single point. Spanish with 7. Michael with 10. And Galvin is your triumphant champion today. He won with 13.
Gataya! Woo!
It still scares me.
I'm talking about my trademark.
2024.
17 years and you still talk over my trademark.
Jesus.
Congratulations, Calvin.
Thank Should you. We all trademark our thing?
I mean, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, if you want right? to copy me, that's cool. Whatever you
no,
do.
I'm saying, like, so no worries, so they're protected.
Mm-hmm. You stole your song. You can't trademark it. It's already trademarked.
What do you mean?
You can't trademark a trademark.
Can't you trademark a trademark?
You don't own it.
It's fair use now. It's not fair use. It's too old.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go, Arriba.
Carmen, this is nothing against you and Sporkle. I appreciate that
like
you
it.
Do it every
you're
day.
No, you're already you're complaining
because
you lost.
I know how
no,
you feel, Carmen.
No, but like I feel like you should have to take a math quiz this early in the morning because it is really stressful.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel it's, like I'm right back in math class in fifth grade and I'm about to get yelled at.
It's easy math. One.
Not easy. That's not,
it's
not easy.
But it's not fun. Yeah. It's just yelling out numbers.
Yeah. It hurts.
Yeah, just because you're bad at it and you lose every math quiz, don't get mad at me.
I just feel like listeners are just driving around listening to us yell numbers at each other.
Yeah do you think
as opposed to words?
Right. Yeah. Do you think it's more exciting when colors? We do music?
I'm just saying it hurts. For the rest of the day, I feel like an idiot.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
You're just mad because you're bad at it.
No, I don't like it.
Spanish?
I mean, I came in second place. I don't, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm bad
second
at
is the first loser. Did you win? No.
I am mad because I am bad at it.
Yes.
That makes me angry.
I hope Chad cheats me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there are tons of anime girls out there.
You took that way too far, bro.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of jumped a few steps.
Right.
Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
You didn't say the quiet part out loud. Yeah.
Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, a little late, sad ladies and Lobsters and Shrimps.
That's our Saturday show.
No, yeah, this is different.
Ladies. Little Ladies.
That Saturday show is not for ladies.
That's Saturday true. With guys that act like ladies.
We had two women callers call in.
So. Oh, did you shun them?
Call
even,
you both?
Even though you they told call them you pussies?
It's a bro show.
We've never called them. We've never told them not to call
you
in.
You literally said this is a guy show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You are relentless. Do you hear what I'm saying? Anyone can call in.
Hey, real quick. Did Carmen, did we get Ray's pride jerseys?
I did not.
You Ray's didn't get one either?
No, I did not see these.
You don't support Pride?
I do not.
Maybe Mike Olivero has them.
Yeah, I doubt. Probably. I doubt it.
They were.
By that has them, I mean his. And he's going to give them to us and try to pretend they sent them to us.
They were in a meeting yesterday because I did go look. I needed to ask for something.
Right.
Oh. And they were in a meeting.
Who was in a meeting?
All of the promotion people.
Oh, did it look important? Like some serious stuff was going down?
No, not really.
Mike Olivero went, here's the plan. We got 12 of these jerseys here. One of them says Fisher.
It was literally like Mike, Kevin, and Corey. And they just sit.
We're going to give Fisher's jersey to Mike Halta, and we're going to say that they sent this for him. Right. Nobody say anything about it. Just everybody agree. If he asks, lie.
We'll say that they heard you talking about wanting to go fishing, so they're calling you a Fisher.
Meeting of the minds.
I do know that Ethan got one. I saw a big giant reel about his new jersey that he got.
I can't wait anymore. Stand by.
Raise up.
Stand by.
He did a tour of the studio and the station and stuff, and JoJo put up a bunch of different things. And
then JoJo got one?
I don't know whether JoJo got one, but she decorates, you know, how she does for different holidays.
Did Dizzy get one?
I don't know. You guys, I don't have a list of people got them.
All right.
I don't actually
Are
work
you
for the
sure?
Rays. I just saw Ethan got one.
I gotta tell you, I don't really like it.
You know,
I like the other one. Been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available at the time. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Mike Olivero, this is Mike Calda. Please call us back when you wake. Thank you, Colin.
And put an American woman on your message.
Wait.
USA. Yeah. USA. USA.
There's no way he's not awake.
Snub.
Yeah. He's listening. Sorry, Governor. The person you're calling needs an ear right now.
He's scrambling right now to get your jersey.
Right, yeah. Cut to Mike Olivero with those glasses on that have like the magnifying lens. And he's trying to take the stitching off of the Fisher thing, pulling the letters up. Don't tell Mike!
Oh my God.
Thanks. So that's now two jerseys and a skateboard that I haven't gotten because of you.
Sorry. I didn't do anything.
You did.
What did I do?
You bagged on the Rays. You talked bad about them. Everybody there.
Listen to me. I've never talked bad about the Rays. I just don't think the fan base is there to build them a new stadium.
Now we all suffer.
Oh, I can't change how I feel.
I'm never going to a game.
Yankees rule.
I've been to a game. I've been to a Rays game.
That was great.
I mean, it was a couple of seasons ago. You know when the last time I went to a Rays game was when Mike Olivero screwed me?
Oh, hot.
I was out in St. Pete.
Well, at least he took you to a Rays game first.
Joey was like 7, and I was out at a gig in St. Pete. And Mike Olivero goes, you want Rays tickets? There's a game after this. And Joey went, yeah, I want to go. And I was like,
why do you ask in front of a kid?
But we were right by the stadium and we didn't really have plans. And I was like, all right, we got tickets. I'll take the tickets and go over there. And then the thing was over and there were no tickets. And I go, what'd you do? And he goes, I think we gave them away. And I'm like, so now I got to take him to the game and buy tickets to go to the game. So I did that, and that was the last time I went. It was enjoyable.
By the way, speaking of buying tickets, update on my Robert Kelly tickets.
Oh, boy.
I was refunded.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Canceled?
No. I'm going. I still have the tickets, but my money was refunded.
Do you still have the same seats?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
We're at Robert Kelly's at Vasani on Friday and Saturday, so he'll be on the show with us on Friday morning. And then after the show, we're driving down to Port Charlotte, and he'll be performing on Friday night and Saturday night. I'm looking forward to it.
By the way,
when are you going?
Friday late show.
Friday.
Speaking of Sporkle, he was very nervous about Sporkle. Listen, first off, you're never going to win. So don't even worry about that. I go, we do this every day, Monday through Friday, for the last however many years. I go, unless you're playing trivia every day, there's no way you're going to, but you can't be ready for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
like, I'm
triple duty. I'm Sporkle. I'm Jeopardy. I'm New York Times crossword puzzle. Yeah. So I'm trying all the outfits.
So you think you'd be better at the math quiz.
Oh, dude. Shots fired.
Listen, he wants to complain about my Sporkle. I'm going to complain about his playing.
Dear Chad, it would be acceptable by all of us.
I don't think that's a thing.
Oh, God.
Wow. All right. Galvin Ezra News. Did you tell me what's coming up?
We did.
I enjoyed it.
By the way, I just want to say that numerous men have hit me up asking if Sahara Huxley is still in the area.
They really?
Be held like a baby, yeah.
Is that just because you've confirmed that she does stuff or because they want to be held like a baby?
I think the held like a baby thing. Maybe confirm stuff, but she doesn't live here anymore. She literally built a house in Washington.
But literally, with like built hands. It by her
hands. Yeah, her bare hands, yeah.
She chopped down the trees with her hands.
Yeah. She didn't even chop it. She pushed them over.
Oh, yeah.
So, Spanish, I do have a question for you.
Yes, yes.
So you paid to get held.
No, he paid for sex, but part of it.
No, he paid for a massage, and then he got sex and held.
I paid for a legitimate massage, and then after the massage, we ended up going out for drinks, and we established a relationship.
What?
And I told you this.
I did not tell me you went out for drinks.
Yeah, we hung out. Yeah,
they drank mead from a deerskin pouch.
It was one of those with the nozzle you squirt in. Yeah, man. And then after, because she liked me, and I liked her, and then I went in for a couple massages after that, and then after those massages, one of them.
When you went out for drinks, did you make out?
No.
Oh.
Not that time. So how'd you know it was on?
Because she said, I like you.
Oh. By the way, I just imagine you two kissing and her giant hand just covering your entire head.
Yep. Yeah.
And you guys out to like eat and she's doing the man hands, ripping the lobster apart from Seinfeld.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
While they were making out, you hear Spanish. I'm
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I liked it. It was nice. So, but yeah, that's how it all happened. And then.
So next step is a guy then, right?
No, I mean, I don't
know. That's where Chuck
took a little while to answer that.
Yeah, but. I mean, no. Well, because what I was going to knee jerk say, I can't say on the radio.
Well, if he was like, oh, I'm way past that.
Yeah, no, but I'm not. But
because hers is bigger?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Listen, this is a safe zone, man.
I can't say it. Was there this?
No. She's got huge fingers, man.
No.
Oh,
no.
What?
Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think that.
We're not doing that. That's not what we're doing.
You're an idiot. You don't know what that's a universal sign for?
I saw an opportunity. I had to take it on that one.
Was there this?
Yeah.
No, I don't even know how to.
How? Man.
How? No, I don't want to know. Picture it.
Yeah, it was nice.
Did she carry around then?
She did. Yeah. Afterwards.
So, I've seen that in videos.
I mean, dude, it was like she was doing stuff that I've only seen in videos. Yeah, it was sweet.
Oh, wow. So like shaving her back.
So you paid for a massage, but you ended up having sex.
Well,
so you didn't pay for sex technically, or did you?
So like the way you say that,
well, Your Honor,
very
they had a little bit of a relationship.
I paid for a massage, and then we started seeing each other,
but it was
and we
like
went
a
out,
wink, wink.
Hung out. What do you mean a wink, wink?
Like I pay for a massage, but I get the.
No, I mean, she does what she wants.
Companionship.
You
couldn't stop her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very strong, Carmen.
Fee-fi-fo.
Yeah, 100%. She's surprisingly gentle for her size.
Like, did you have her do? So she carried you like a baby. Did you have her like come in and try and find you? Like, you know what I mean?
Spanish.
I know you're in here somewhere. Yeah, lifting up the sofa, looking under.
No, but that was a missed opportunity.
Spanish walked in. He's wearing a diaper.
Yeah,
that's what I pictured.
See, no diaper wearing. There's I don't know like what I can. She did hold me one time and like,
Wow.
Yeah,
Wait,
that was pretty cool.
That is.
That's hard.
I feel like I woke up in a different universe today.
Yeah,
you have some weird fetishes, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're not weird. They're just fetishes. Don't kink shame, you old weirdo.
I'm not kink shaming you.
Yeah. I'm not going to say nothing about what I hear.
The guy who lives with three generations of women.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd always seen that in like pornos. But then when she was like, I could do that, I was like, I bet you could do that.
You watch porno like things you could try.
Yeah,
I watch over things I'd never try.
Really?
Nah,
I see stuff and I'm like, I would totally do that. Yeah. But no guy stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, no guy stuff. That's not my thing. I would tell you. You don't think at this point I would tell you if I was into that?
What are you waiting for?
What do you mean?
To do guy stuff.
Well, I'm not
like,
into
are you
it.
Just looking for the right guy?
Trying to invite him over.
I'm not into it. Yeah, it's not my thing.
Well, how would you know if you haven't tried it?
You know.
I'm just saying, like, she's much more manly than
me.
Normal girl.
She's a giant. Yeah. She's a giant. Yeah, for sure. She's
manly features. Calloused hands?
Yeah.
Enlarged,
Not what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a little shocking.
Like
I was
China?
Like I was expecting that. Yeah.
You're disappointed by that.
Nah. I said shocked, not disappointed.
We felt you.
Yeah. No.
Well, this has been a weird day for Spanish.
I like what I like.
No. I think it's weird that you're so free-flowing talking about everything. I don't care what you do.
We've talked about it before.
But today a little more detail than we'd ever hope to hear.
I felt like sharing.
Galvin has news. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break and come back and dive right into that next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.